G'day, my name's Kevin Jorgensen for One Nation. My vision for Gladstone is to grow an economy based on more than just resources. I believe we have the expertise and drive to build a strong value-added base to manufacturing in Gladstone, creating employment and training opportunities for our next generation. We have excellent port facilities, transport infrastructure, access to natural resources, and a world-class university campus to build from. A cost-effective, reliable energy supply is vital for our region. Out-of-control electricity prices are putting a real strain on household finances and will deter potential manufacturers from setting up shop here. We need to get on and build a new coal-fired power station in Queensland to drive down power prices and provide network reliability. I will actively support the construction of a hybrid Bradfield scheme. It is an idea whose time has come, and apart from the economic boost from hydroelectricity, the potential for inland irrigation is enormous. Gladstone is perfectly positioned to handle and export the produce, grain and fibre from our inland plains to the markets of Asia and the world. For our rural sectors to take advantage of these opportunities, they need relief from the mountains of green and red tape they are burdened with. All rural regulation needs to be reviewed, and any science it was based on needs to be checked. If the science cannot stand up to scrutiny, it should not be the basis for legislation. Our local hospital employs a lot of great dedicated staff, and unfortunately they are working in a hospital that no longer suits their requirements, except for a new emergency department. However, it is very limited by what types of surgical procedures can be done. The state government has recently purchased the Mater Hospital in Gladstone, and this should be incorporated into our public hospital system to start an upgrade sequence that will deliver a wholly level 4 facility by the time our population requires it. For too long, there has been a shortfall of funding to regional hospitals, with the exception of Rockhampton, which is the preferred hospital for level 4 status by the government and CQHHS. If I am elected, I will make these commitments a priority for Gladstone. So, on the 31st of October, if you want a government that will support our farming, fishing and coal industries, build a Bradfield scheme and a new coal-fired power station, which will create jobs and prosperity for Gladstone and its people, then vote One Nation for real change.